at the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, I'm inclined to ask our listeners for their predictions for the Civil War football game, but I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it yet. You can start making your predictions maybe about 20 minutes from now. I will open the phone lines. If you want to line up now, you can at 503-417-7575. But full disclosure, you're going to hold for a bit because we're going to visit with Bruce Barnum here coming up, the Portland State football coach. They've got a big game against South Dakota out at Hillsborough Stadium. They are home. It is their home opener. The Vikings are in town. If you're looking for a football game that you can affordably take your family to, you get to see the number six team in the country, FCS, number six ranked South Dakota, a team that that played deep into the playoffs a year ago. Got a chance to see them play. Get a chance to see your Vikings play and support them. Portland State has a whole bunch of home games coming up. You're going to hear me talk about them as the schedule starts to unfold. Because there is one game in particular BFT listeners are going to want to be tuned into. And we're going to do kind of a group ticket thing with BFT listeners who also want to support the Bald-Faced Truth Foundation. You know, those kids that play for Portland State volunteered their time this last summer to work at Camp Exceptional, the summer camp that the BFT Foundation runs for special needs and typical kids. And the football players at Portland State all volunteered, all put in their time, all put in their energy, showed up every day, 8 o'clock in the morning, worked the camp, set up the camp, broke down the camp. We're going to reward those players by the kids for the BFT Foundation who went to Camp Exceptional and their families. And you, the listeners, are going to be invited to come out to a game at Hillsborough Stadium and watch Portland State play a little bit later this season. We are setting that up now. There will be a reduced group ticket rate. And I'm really looking forward to kind of seeing some listeners out there. And it comes at a time, I believe it is on the same weekend that Oregon plays a Friday game and Oregon State plays a late night game. And so we've kind of worked it out that, you know, if you want to support Portland State, you can come on out, you can support them. And we're going to try to jam pack Hillsborough Stadium. They are playing this weekend. It is their home opener. It is South Dakota time. Bruce Barnum is joining us. That is the number six team in the FCS. That is a good football team. What do you see on film?
Solid, tough, disciplined. You know, keep everything in front of them and hitch as hard as they can. They're a good football team. Similar to what your listeners, I don't think they could watch it, but heard about the Idaho defense versus Oregon.
Let me ask.
Offensively, yeah. Number five, good player, southpaw quarterback, throws it like the gunslinger from the Stephen King book, just all over the place, but not a runner, thrower. Southpaw is different, though, you know. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you've played tough competition. I mean, let's face it. You played at Washington State. You go on the road to Weber State. Yeah, you get the South Dakota team, highly ranked team, played deep in the playoffs last year. Does week one...
It gets easier the next week. We go Boise.
Right. So let me ask you this. Is there something to being battle-tested? You know how like guys in the on-deck circle in baseball will put a donut on the bat, you swing the bat, but you get into the batter's box, you know, sometimes that doesn't help you. But is there something to that in football?
What do you mean battle tested? Like ready for anything or ready to give it, ready to go against the best? I mean, I think you get smarter. I think you better figure out. There's two ways to go. I talked about the pivotal part. You're either going to show up and just accept the noise and they're ranked and we're not, or you're going to come together. I think it's a pretty cool time. What's your team going to do? You're going to come together. You better have leadership, you better have culture. Are you going to come together and fight together, have each other's back? Are you going to, you know, point the finger, oh, you didn't play very well, I should be playing there. Does it turn into a shit show or I'm sorry, does it turn into a mess or does it go to teaching somebody how to act and attack the next 40 years of their life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think, do you know that ahead of time, or do you have to live through it? Like, do you have a sense already how you guys will respond playing this team this week and Boise State next week, or are you interested to see how your team will respond?
After today, I think the majority, I think you can see it and you feel it if you know who your team is. You know, I think the majority, there's a couple outliers that are like, oh, you know, Jesus, this is hard. But I think the core is like, let's go. What a big one this is going to be, you know.
I'm looking at, you know, we all kind of look at the Civil War game, but you've been watching film of South Dakota. You mentioned the quarterback. You know, when you see an FCS team like that, size-wise, how do they match up or compare to like a Washington State or a Boise State that you'll see in another week?
They're bigger in some areas, honestly. Up front, Washington State I didn't think was huge up front. You know, they're athletic, don't get me wrong, but this group is more the, you know, meat eaters, corn-fed, all the stuff you hear from the flatland part of the country. Big kids, thick kids. I mean, it's Vermilion. Best pheasant hunting in America, but what are you doing after that? You're probably lifting weights or, you know, eating or, you know. It's a main street, and I think they're pretty focused on football from what I see on film.
What do you take positively from your team, maybe from last week's game at Weber State?
My defense improved. My defense tells me keep getting better every week, and we're going to have a chance once the whistle blows. Excuse me, I need the offense to have some consistency, I thought. At certain positions, we didn't play as well as we could have. And I think if we would have, you would have seen a much better game, possible W, possible overtime, and we would have got out of there a lot happier than we were, you know.
You look at the schedule gauntlet as I look ahead, but you got to deal with this week's game. Home crowd, Hillsborough Stadium, what do you need from your fan base, from Vikings fans?
Well, honestly, as many butts in the seat as I can get. I mean, they just played Wisconsin last week, so, you know, a part of me says don't anybody come, and that'll distract the hell out of them.
Right.
You know.
Right.
We'll trick them for the first half.
Change the kickoff time. Go an hour earlier. You know, why not?
I already tried that. I tried it, and then the brass got involved and moved it back to when it was. I tried to move the game to 6 o'clock at night, which is 8 o'clock their time, you know. But some, I got overruled again, you know, Rodney Dangerfield of FCS, and they came at me. But it's one. That's when it's going to be college football Saturday, so they can get in and out. But after walking off the practice field today, come watch us. Come watch a hell of a game.
We've got a game later in the season. The Camp Exceptional kids are all kind of getting together with their families. They're going to come out to the game. I'm going to encourage our listeners to do that as well and pack it in for that game. But if you want to see Portland State play, govikes.com to get tickets for this weekend's home opener. What do you make of what's happening in the Big Sky? Idaho goes to Wyoming and wins. Conference looks good right now.
It is. It's a tough conference, you know, and we're playing. They compare the Big Sky, FCS football, for your listeners. We're talking, there's two conferences that kind of, they brag about, Missouri Valley and the Big Sky. And it's always back and forth, squabble, who's better, what's a better conference. And right now, the majority of the ranked teams are from those two conferences. South Dakota, the team that's coming, the Coyotes, are from the Missouri Valley. That's one reason I scheduled them. You know, you schedule like 3 years ahead of time. That's why we put them on a schedule to play. If you want to be the best, you got to play the best. So it's an interesting conference matchup, which I'm guessing nobody thinks the Vikes have a chance, but come out and see what happens.
Bruce Barnum is with us. All right. So the psychology of a team, let's drill down a little bit. It's discouraging to lose. It's discouraging when you give up 70 in week one and then you go on the road and you lose and now you have another team coming. So how do you manage kind of the psychology of a team like that and get through this part of the season so you can get, you know, your guys playing the best they can?
Well, first you gauge it. I do. If after the game they're laughing and, you know, looking for the tacos and, hey, what are we eating? Hey, let's go back and watch, see if we can catch into that game, you know, because Fox Sports has games up to, like, midnight now. But that's your first deal. I'm telling you what you have to deal with. And then, you talk to them about, and at times like this, coaches can do so much. My opinion, your leaders on your team have to make sure you're practicing a little harder. You know, your foot's behind that line. You're doing a little more film watch. You know, act like a 2-0, not a 0-2. That's easy to do. But realize the game doesn't define you. The wins and losses, how you work, does in my world.
Bruce Barnum is with us. Can you overanalyze? Can you do too much film work after games? Or what's the right amount of film work in your mind?
Well, it's different. You know, I told the staff, it's different now. We have, at a home game, you have Friday to watch also. If not, you're watching Friday on a, you know, an iPad or something, catching up. But you can still sit in the offices and on the big screen and evaluate a little more. But now there's so much also. John, there's that PFF deal. I've got it up right now. I can punch up South Dakota, and I can punch up anything you want to see. I can punch up third downs from last game, from last two games, from all last season. I can punch up, oh, I like number 10. It's one of their linebackers. I can punch up every play that he had a tackle. What you can do now video-wise, you can't watch it all. Honestly, there's so much available to you, because that goes back like the last 7 years, I think. It's better if you're an FBS team. FCS gets it a little late, but we get it all. So I'm watching that right now just to go through different situations, you know.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, can you spend too much of your time getting in the weeds on that, or is it all beneficial no matter what?
Oh, you can gauge it, you know, but you start with, okay, schematics. What do they run? What do they do in these situations, et cetera? And then you go personnel, you know. Can somebody hurt us up front? There's somebody that's going to disrupt the game. At some point, you got to go back out. But I think for defense, when you see some of those defenses match up at the beginning of a game and they know exactly what's going on the other side of the football, that's film watch. And then showing it and teaching it and making sure the players know it. So it goes from film to the field. The field is drawing what you just saw on a card and repping it with your team and telling them how they're going to stop it, you know. So that's how, as long as you get the film to the field, watch as much as you want.
All right, Bruce Barnum, go kick butt this weekend. We'll talk to you next week. I'm eager to see.
Wait, I got an interesting story. Interesting story.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You got the Civil War coming up, right?
Yeah.
From their last game, and I didn't watch it, but I watched the highlights, and I talked to one of their coaches on one side after the game. And special teams, right? What you probably already told everybody this, but it was an interesting behind-the-scenes special teams matchup there. Joe Lorig, who worked for Coach Lanning, I worked with him for many moons, and he went up against Stacy Collins. They've been friends, you know. I think they trick or treated together, you know, back in second grade, dressed like, you know, goblins. Very close, and that matchup I found interesting. You know, Joe obviously won. What, he had two returns and I don't know. I think he had 17 points. So I talked to Joe this week. I didn't talk to Stacy. But, you know, what a unique matchup to get at that stage, two guys who've been friends forever. Anyway,
well, how does that go?
Told everybody that,
no,
but
I did not. But how does that go when one of the friends gets over on the other? I mean, Oregon takes a kickoff return for a touchdown, a punt for a touchdown. You know, it's evident, like, you know, how does that, do you feel a little bad? If that's your buddy on the other side, or is it sweeter?
Well, you know, do you feel bad? No, Oregon won the football game. you know, you don't feel bad that day. You might, you know, when you see each other, hey, you know, that was a rough game. But, hey, you played well that against that Portland State team, you know. Always friends, but, you know, on game day, you're not, you know. On game day, it's competition. And, you know, Joe did a hell of a job with his operation that day. That was kind of fun to watch. Except when that kid, did you see that kid? I saw that highlight. He dropped the ball. Come on, Hollywood.
You take it into the end zone. Hand it to the... Yeah.
I'd like to know what the coaches said to him. You know, that's the stuff you don't hear on TV.
What would you say?
That's the shit you should say on the truth, you know?
What would you say?
On real radio.
What would you say? Yeah.
The word Hollywood would probably come up, you know? I don't cuss a lot, but I might throw out a couple expletives or whatever the hell they're called at that one, you know, and say, hey, or you go to the positive side, say, hey, I can't believe you did that. I've never seen you do that before. Make sure you don't do it again. You understand?
How unselfish to let his teammate score a touchdown.
Right. You know, there's half full, half empty. He could have said that. What a great run back, and giving it to whoever the guy was behind him.
Yeah.
You know, what a teammate you are. Let's roll into next week, the Civil War with this.
Let's do it every time we score. We'll just drop it on the half-yard line, let somebody else get the score. Bruce Barnum, go give him hell.
All right. Thanks for having us on, John. I'll talk to you.
All right. You bet. There he is. Portland State, South Dakota. That'll be Saturday right here in the Portland metropolitan area out at Hillsborough Stadium. Love when he said, I don't cuss very much. Leave it here.